Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Easter. Whether that's toys and treats for the big egg hunt.
Happy Easter!
Dinnerware to hold heaps of Nana's candied yams.
Happy Easter.
Or fashions to make your Sunday best, better than the rest.
Happy Easter.
Ooh, I see you, girl.
From pink grass to pastel ties, shop everything Easter on Amazon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael Kelly is with me first, though, the commentator and director of public affairs for Aid to the Church in Need. Michael, how are you?
Hi, Kieran. Very well, thanks.
Happy Easter.
Same to you. Good to see you.
Are you disappointed that for a lot of people listening to this show, tomorrow is just another day?
I would like if more people took it seriously, more people were interested in it. But, you know, I think that that's it's a challenge to us who are religious, challenge to us who are in the church. You know, if we can't convince our friends and neighbours that something that's really important to us, we think should be important to them as well, then I think that's a call to action for us. You know, we need to live Christianity in a better way. Christianity is only attractive to people when it's lived well. And we've had lots of experience in this country of it not being lived well. And I think in some ways we're reaping the consequences of that at the moment. So look, it's an important day for me. It's an important day for people of faith. But I think there is an interesting thing that goes on with a lot of Irish people who perhaps would not describe themselves as religious because, you know, I have this funny experience. Maybe the word puts people off or something. But I know friends of mine who go to Mass every week. And if you say to them, are you religious? Oh, God, no, I'm not religious. No, I think there's just a little bit of an off-putting thing there. But, you know, tomorrow's a hugely important day for people of faith. But I think also people who are kind of, you know, one foot in, one foot out, also like it as a kind of reflective day as well.
Do you think that, you know, beyond the religious aspect, and listen, that is primarily the important thing about Good Friday, but beyond that, that society loses something in not having days where everything shuts down and we get a chance to decompress and disconnect from the kind of commercial world that we all live in?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think when we live very much in a culture now of kind of unregulated capitalism, and, you know, the dollar or the euro always wins out, you know, and supermarkets will say that, you know, they're opening extra hours to be more convenient to everyone. I mean, the reality is they're opening extra hours to maximize profits and, you know, deliver better yields to their shareholders. So that's the reality of the situation. I think there's something really good about having sacred times, having time set aside. And this is something that you find across all cultures. And it's something that's healthy for cultures. I just came back from Pakistan and I was there for Ramadan. And, you know, there was something really interesting to me about the entire nation fasting during the hours of daylight, and then everyone getting their best clothes on to go out at night to break the fast, to have their dinner in the evening. I found that very interesting. And, you know, and I think this is something that cuts across religion as well. I think it's something that's important in culture. I know the trade union movement all across continental Europe, they've set up this organization, what they call the European Sunday Alliance. And they're trying to have like one day where they don't have commerce a week, and they've settled on Sunday, obviously being a traditional kind of Christian continent.
But it's not for Christian reasons they're doing it. That's the cultural context
of it. It's the cultural context and the idea of, you know, families being able to have time off and, yeah. I mean, they're talking about the idea of, like, you know, synchronized relaxation or synchronized rest. I mean, it sounds very Germanic or something, but the idea that there is a time when everyone's off together.
We must I think there's something very good about that. Jim Elliott is with us as well, the comedian. Jim, you're in Ireland how long now?
Oh, God. It makes me sound old when I say it. It's probably 17, 18 years now.
Okay, 17, 18 years. So when you came here first, Good Friday, you know, still stood out on the calendar in terms of its treatment by society. You know, the pubs were closed and it was an unusual day, I guess, from your point of view, was it?
It was an unusual day, and my first awareness of it was not on Good Friday itself. It was the first Holy Thursday I spent in Dublin. Because I went out to the shop to get milk, and I came home, and I said to my wife, is there a hurricane coming? Because there are guys in there buying slabs of beer like they've just found out that they're stopping making it. And that's the first time she told me about how, oh, yeah, no, on Good Friday, all the pubs are shut and all the off licenses are shut.
And are you somebody then who welcomes the fact that it's just another day now, or do you miss that chance to unwind and relax?
I mean, there are parts about it that I miss. I always got a real kick out of wandering around Dublin and seeing stag doos over from Manchester and Liverpool wandering around with this look of terror on their faces, and they're furious at whoever organized it. Didn't you know that Ireland closes Good Friday? But nobody knew. It's not a thing that everybody knew about. So as much as I used to laugh at it with them, it came back to bite me one time. In about 2009, 2010, I was in India. I was in Kerala. And I don't know how much you know about that part of India, but it's a very Catholic part of India. And we were in, and we were walking around, and it was gorgeous, and we were seeing the sights, but it was really hot. We walked by this building, six-story building, that says, oh, there's a bar on the roof. And so we go up there, no elevator, of course, 6 feet, concrete stairwell, 40 degrees. We're dripping sweat. We get to the top. We sit down. We go, we'd like four big bottles of Kingfisher, please. And the guy looks at us. He goes, I'm sorry, we're not serving alcohol today. It's Good Friday. And I looked at the three Irish guys I was with, and I was like, this is your fault, okay? You did this to these people.
Well, we didn't export Good Friday around the world. Come on, Jim, you can't blame us.
You exported Christianity. You guys got everywhere.
Cullen Bannis or something has a lot to answer for his missionary work back in the day. What do you think of that idea in Germany of having, or in continental Europe more broadly, Jim, of having a day in the week where most or all businesses, including shops, will shut down?
I kind of like it. I kind of like it. Like, there's the one hand where you go, I am a consumer, and therefore I'm the new God, and I want everything I want at the moment. I want Amazon Prime. I want my streaming shows. I want to be able to get everything the second I need it. But if you think about our humanity a little bit, then maybe it's good to not be able to get stuff for 12, because we're just really talking about 12 hours. We're only talking about one day. You can go without for one day. So on the one hand, I do think that a lot of the, call them religious mandates on society are a little bit out of place these days in what we hope to be a secular society. On the other hand, I'm very sensitive to the fact that we are all sort of capitalist slaves these days, and wouldn't it be good if somebody take the day off? So I get what he's saying.
Michael, do you suspect, though, we're actually on a completely different direction of travel than the one the three of us might like to be on? And actually, before long, the shops will be open on Christmas Day.
Look, it's only a matter of time. I mean, I think the only thing that's keeping them closed at the moment is some kind of taboo that we have around shopping on Christmas Day. I mean, sure, I've been very grateful as a child that on Christmas morning, convenience stores were open when we'd forgotten batteries for Christmas toys and things like that. So I thanked God on those occasions. But I mean, I don't think...
But it's funny, sorry to cut across. Again, it's a religious aspect to all of this, because when we were kids, it was Dunn's, and not the big supermarket, but it was just a family whose surname was Dunn. Dunn's in Irish town used to open for an hour after Mass because they knew people would need milk or batteries.
Butter. They forgot stuffing.
Now it's the halal shop. Now it's the shop run by the Muslim population in Kilkenny. They will open. And again, they're opening really to flog batteries and milk and bread and all of those things to people on Christmas Day.
Look, it's capitalism. Nature abhors a vacuum. And, you know, inevitably there will be some fool who's forgotten the batteries. batteries or something. So, you know, it fills a need. But, I mean, I remember being in the States around Christmas time and really just marveling at the fact that for some people, going to Walmart was like a day out on Christmas. Now, at one level, I think that says something terrible. It's about society that people feel at a special time like Christmas so lonely that the only thing they have to do is go to the Walmart on Christmas Day. But I do worry now in Ireland that sometimes going to shopping centres has become a day out. Partly that's to do with the weather. I mean, I guess if it's a rained out day, you know, you can't particularly bring the kids to an open farm, so you go to the shopping centre instead. But it's a pretty pathetic excuse for a recreational day.
It depresses me, the thought of spending the day at a shopping centre as a family outing. Jim, going to the cinema's a big, like, Christmas Day is a big day for kind of the box office, isn't it?
I'm glad you brought that up, because something that Michael mentioned there, what it really is boils down to, it's the beauty of multiculturalism. Because, okay, you know, shouting stuff on Christmas Day, on Easter Day, is all well and good for Ireland, where it's, what, 90-odd percent Catholic, even if they're Christian, if they're not practicing anymore, but they're still culturally that way. But if you're from somewhere where that's not the case, every single Jewish buddy of mine growing up all had the routine on Christmas Day, because they're not celebrating it, but nobody's going to work. They'd all get Chinese food and they'd go to the movies. And if the whole society were shut down for a holiday that you yourself don't practice, that's kind of an isolating thing. So I think it's a wonderful thing that we see in Ireland that the Muslim community has their shops open. I have certainly availed of every Muslim guy that drives a cab in Dublin Christmas Day, because I'm definitely having a few beers and I'm definitely going to visit family and I'm not driving. So I love that that's the thing. And I think that, you know, that there'll be different cultures that have their shops open during the day during Ramadan, and different cultures that have their shops open during the day on Christmas. I think it's a wonderful sort of statement on where we find ourselves here in the year of our Lord 2025.
Most of Europe closes every Sunday, says one of our listeners. So families can have a family day, a day of leisure, of reflection and relaxation. But in Ireland, the new religion is actually, this is to your point, Michael, visiting the shopping centre with the family and spending and acquiring as much materialism as possible. Have the Irish lost their way? Paddy, who's in Cross Maglen, says, as someone who did bar work in a bar in South Armagh, thank God the pubs in the South are now open on Good Friday. We didn't call it Good Friday, we called it Black Eye Friday, as half a Monaghan and Louth would land into Cross Maglen and drink like it was the last day on earth and then wreck the place and head home again. Paddy, thank you for sharing the experience. Michael, what are your plans for the next few days?
I'm going to go home and visit my father, spend the Easter weekend with my father. Tonight I'll go to Mass here in Dublin. I have a tradition with some buddies of mine. We go to Holy Thursday Mass, then we go for dinner afterwards and we break our Lenten fast, because, you know, it's a little known fact that Lent actually ends tonight. People can...
Michael, parents listening to this will be too quickly reaching for the dial to turn off the radio.
But tomorrow is a day of fast and abstinence, so the kids with the chocolate, they've got to be quick.
All right, horse those Easter eggs into you tonight, according to Michael Kelly. Michael, thanks a million for coming into us. Really appreciate it. Commentator, Director of Public Affairs for Aid to the Church in Need, and Jim Elliott, comedian. Kieran, my ideal shopping method is Amazon. I abhor shopping centres. All I want to know is, are the pubs open tomorrow? Says somebody else. They are now. And Darren in Tipps says, Kieran, the centre in my village is open Christmas Day until 2, let alone have it closed on Good Friday. If it can't close for 2 days in the year, forget about it. So says Darren. Anyway, Darren, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Easter. Whether that's toys and treats for the big egg hunt.
Happy Easter!
Dinnerware to hold heaps of Nana's candied yams.
Happy Easter!
Or fashions to make your Sunday best, better than the rest.
Happy Easter!
Ooh, I see you, girl!
From pink grass to pastel ties, shop everything Easter on Amazon.